NY State GOP Chair on Trump Indictment, Outright Violation of Democratic Norms, by Catherine Hamilton on March 30, 2023. The unprecedented indictment of former President Donald Trump is an outright violation of democratic norms, New York State Republican Chair Ed Koch said. I reiterate what I said 2 weeks ago when this news first leaked. This is miscarriage of justice, an outrageous violation of democratic norms and a travesty for our politics at home and reputation abroad. Koch said in a statement on Thursday following emerging reports that a grand jury in New York indicted the 45th president. Both the Southern District of New York and Joe Biden's Department of Justice declined to pursue this matter, Koch continued. This is a blatant political scheme by Alvin Bragg to make a name for himself and play to his liberal Manhattan base by smearing, tearing down and demeaning former President Trump. Koch added that Bragg has already abdicated his basic responsibilities by releasing criminals back onto the streets to wreak havoc on New York citizens and minority communities in particular. He has brought further disgrace to his office with this political game, he continued. The great Manhattan District Attorney Robert Morgenthau was turning over in his grave. A Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Trump for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, the New York Times reported, citing four people with knowledge of the matter. As Breitbart News reported, Trump would be the first former president in American history to face criminal charges, assuming the Times report is true. Since Trump is running again for president as well, this news would also throw a serious curveball into the political calculus for the 2024 presidential campaign both in a primary and a general election, Breitbart's Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle wrote. Several of Trump's declared impossible rivals in the 2024 GOP primary denounced Bragg after Trump announced last weekend he expected to be indicted soon. And how each handled the response to it was critical for the possible or actual candidacies of each. Trump released his own statement following the news, calling his indictment political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden, Trump said in part. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here. Everyone can see it. So our movement, and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg, and then we will defeat Joe Biden. And we are going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again.